say if you were flying into Jackson, what about some transportation that you might get from the airport?
We'd have to get a lease car. Rent a car, lease car. Probably rent a car.
Any kind of transportation that the airport might provide?
Well, limousine service, shuttle service, which a lot of people call scuttle service by the time they bounce here. But a limousine service. And the first time I ever used limousine service, I thought, you know, there's limousine service available to the Conrad Hilton, you know. And I thought, damn, I'm not going to ride a limousine. It costs $50, you know. But no, I'm sorry, it wasn't in Conrad Hilton. It was in Hollywood, Florida. But that's what I thought, you know, because all of these people getting off, you know, they had on $49.95 neckties, you know. And there I was. And, of course, I was doing my best to look the part. But when they said limousine, I thought, geez, you know, Aldo Morrow is going to come by and pick us up, you know. But it was a panel wagon. I mean, you know, it was a van. And, you know, we got in there and sat down. But limousine service. I thought you were talking about, you know, if you had to land in Jackson and drive to Vicksburg or something like that, you know, be more or less of a rent a car.
What about kinds of, do you have any public transportation here in town?
No, not here. They have gotten some in some parts, Tupelo, and over there they have the Lee County Transit Authority, but Jackson is not even as heavy with it as places like Memphis, you know, city bus lines and things like this, you know. Just catch a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Some parts of a car, what would you call the part where you have all the instruments on your car, like the speedometer, clock,
well,
whatever?
Instrument panel is probably the right word, but it's a dashboard. Mm-hmm. Dashboard. You got a dashboard and a floorboard. Now, a lot of this stuff you won't find out of a lot of people around here more as much as you will me, because, like I said, a lot of people, you know, grew up closer to town than I did. But it's a dashboard and a floorboard. My dad used to tell me, keep your feet off the dashboard,
right,
you know. And if I say dashboard now, my kids get to looking for a plank in the floor, you know.
What about the thing, usually all the way over on the right, that has a little latch or lock, put things in it?
Oh.
Maps or something?
Car pocket.
Yeah.
Glove compartment.
Do you ever keep gloves in it?
No.
Okay.
I never owned but one pair of gloves, and that's when I had a dune buggy, you know. Car pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And the part that you put the spare tire in back there, where it came from, I don't know, but a lot of people call that a turtle.
A turtle?
Turtle. And the turtle of the car.
Heard it called a cooter hole?
No, I never heard it called a cooter hole. Heard a cooter brown.
A what?
Cooter brown. You know, drunkard and cooter brown, it's just an old saying, you know.
Huh.
I saw Jane Lee uptown and saw much drunkard and cooter brown, you know.
Boat-hugging drunk?
Yeah, just lap-legged, knee-slapping, you know. Just rubber-legged.
Right.
But, yeah, they call it a turtle.
Well, they are.
Man, you know, it's a trunk.
Yeah.
What do other people...
Well, there's something going there, because cooter hole,
I don't know. No, we called it a turtle until I was, you know, half grown.
Yeah.
Keep it in the turtle of the car. And everybody knew what you was talking about, you know. And I got to thinking one day, why do you call it a turtle? I guess because it's the part that's always behind, you know, dragging along behind. But a trunk.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What about the thing that you press down to make the car go faster?
Gas pedal. Accelerator. Mm-hmm. But
okay.
Gas pedal, basically.
And the thing up on the column that you use to change gears?
Shift.
Would it make any difference what you called it if it were, say, in the floor of the car?
Not really. It might change the connotation a little bit. Stick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Move the stick to the D position. But shift lever.
Okay. What about these things? I don't know if you have any in town, but sometimes around parking lots, these little elevated things that force you to slow down, otherwise you'll shake.
Speed breakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have a lot of fun taking those up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know.
You mean for a prank?
Well, just because, this was back in the days when I was 16 or 17, paying for my own car, paying the insurance, trying to keep the wheels lined, you know, and the tires on it that I spun off. People don't peel off like they used to and squeal off like they used to, you know. For a good reason, I was looking at a brand new 78...